Warning. This episode of Song Doers features artists who are involved in the music industry, and then at the end I'll play a song that they had a part in creating, just like all the other episodes. Warning. I have not deviated from the formula. Warning. It's starting now. Super warning. Please enjoy. Episode 4. Fairway. Fairway was a 1960s pop band that was unlike any other band at the time. Sure, their music may have sounded similar to other acts of the day, but underneath their soft, puppy dog exterior lay the wolf-like bullies of the 1960s music scene. Other bands feared them. Talk show hosts refused to be in the same country as them. Even their parents disowned them in a televised ceremony. But the members of Fairway didn't care. They were getting their kicks on Route 66, and reportedly other routes as well. When I say that the members of Fairway, named Scooter, Tooter, and Bop, were bullies, I mean it in the classic middle school sense of the word. Between takes at the recording studio, they would wedgie the audio technicians. When fueling up their tour van, they would wedgie the teenager pumping gas. And when they had the opportunity to tour the White House, they stuffed John F. Kennedy into a locker, stole his nuclear access codes, and wedgied a respected member of his staff. In 1962, when Fairway's reign of terror had been going on for 2 years, the music industry had had enough. They devised a devilish plan to strike back at Fairway. It was a plan that music historians other than me refused to talk about because it was so rude. But I'll talk about it. Whatever, dog. Surf's up where I am. It was October 1962, and it was Vermont. The leaves were changing color, and the air was sporting a brisk breeze. Fairway were convinced that they were to receive an award for Most Neatest Pop Act, which didn't sound so obviously fake at the time because people used to talk differently. Fairway arrived in style, wearing outfits stolen from a nearby laundromat. When Fairway entered that hotel ballroom to accept their award, they had no idea they were walking into a trap that unfortunately would be fatal. Yeah. Fatal. Fairway waited impatiently as the sham ceremony began. They continuously interrupted the host with noises that sounded like farts made by their armpits, hands, and mouths. And many conspirators exchanged secret glances as if to say, "Yep, this is exactly the kind of crap we're about to punish them for." Finally, it was time for Fairway to accept their fake award. They were called to the stage. The crowd held their breath, knowing what was about to transpire. After the host handed Scooter the silver statue, he quickly scampered off stage. But Fairway didn't notice. They had immediately launched into a hastily prepared speech about the concerning rise in nerd population and the need for less individuality. As the speech was reaching its crescendo, and Bop was dry-humping the podium, someone loudly shouted, "Yes, now!" Before Fairway could say, "Four eyes," buckets of cow dung were emptied onto their heads. But instead of experiencing mortifying embarrassment and learning that they needed to change their ways, they did something totally unexpected. They fell to the floor, convulsed, and died. But why would they do that? The organizer of the fake award ceremony was Simon Leghorn, a producer from Cincinnati. He was sentenced to 13 years without parole, but even he didn't initially know what had happened. Why had Fairway died when drenched in dookie? It wasn't until hours later when the news of the event was broadcast nationwide and a scientist living in Texas caught the report while going number two on a toilet that the mystery would finally be solved. The scientist, Greg Ladasur, a chemist at NASA, knew instantly what killed Fairway. The following is an excerpt from a letter he sent to his local news station, which the news editor read while he was on the toilet, going number one. "As I watched the footage of Fairway accepting their award and subsequently getting drowned in excrement, one thing struck me as unusual. The amount of cow dung that hit them was outstanding. Surely they would have smelled that much animal feces hovering above their heads. Unless, of course, there was something used to mask the smell. Something like vinegar, an aqueous solution commonly used to mask smells. The news report made mention of Fairway's attire at the ceremony, clothing stolen from a nearby laundromat. If their clothing was in the middle of being laundered, it may well have contained bleach. When the vinegar in the buckets interacted with the bleach on their clothes, the resulting chemical reaction would have produced toxic chlorine gas. So there you have it. Fairway was pranked with bovine brown, but they were also the victims of an internationally banned chemical warfare agent. You hate to see it. Enjoy their 1961 hit, Every Other Gal.
You're just like every other gal. You won't call me honey, you'll just call me pal. We'll find, let's be pals, pals who are in love. Ooh. You say you don't like me or want me around. Ooh. You say I should look on the other side of town. Well, thanks for the tip. I'll check that place out. Ooh, you say I should stop seeking your advice. You say that you're done trying to be nice, and that love's not for me. Some people never find it. I sit all alone at the base of a dump, when all of a sudden I feel a little bump. It's another lonely soul, and she says, please leave my dump.
And that'll do it for another episode of Song Doers. I'd like to quickly now address a rumor about me that has been making the rounds on the internet. The rumor I am speaking of is that I prefer fake maple syrup to real maple syrup, which is a lie. I, of course, prefer real maple syrup to fake maple syrup, but sometimes money is tight and I can't afford the good stuff and need to buy the bad stuff. That's the reason why there are photos of me purchasing fake maple syrup. Now that you know the facts, please stop spreading misinformation. You have irreparably damaged my relationships with my family, my grocer, and my God. Facts matter. And if you continue disseminating lies, I will be forced to take legal action if I can afford it, which I probably can't. Thank you and good.